afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Dave Allen, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Friday, January 12th, 2018. Good afternoon, Dave.
Happy Friday, Melody.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it couldn't come any sooner this week. It's been a hectic week. We've had a terrific day in gold. And actually, for the past month, as we had talked about before, gold has pretty much outpaced most assets since the last rate increase. So gold is on a tear once again today. So I'm very excited and a little bit stressed today. A little bit stressed because I do a morning show.
I
and
know.
That takes up a lot of time, and my window of helping clients and making sure the office runs properly and getting all our packages out, that window has shortened, but we're still doing a fantastic job. So then my afternoons are always rushed, and by the time I get here at 4 o'clock, it's people don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but there's a lot of work involved in running discount gold and silver trading, and of course these programs also. So I want to thank the listeners for joining us, and I want to thank them for supporting discount gold and silver trading as we go through this transition. I think Dave Allen is doing a fantastic job. I think Pastor Butch Paul, he's here to talk about current events, the economy, things that impact your dollar and so forth, and we can hopefully bring this all together at the end of the week or every day to make sure the listeners understand that we're going into uncharted territory, and I think we're beginning to see things as good as everything sounds, Dave. There's another side to everything. The other side of the coin, so to speak, and it sounds like everything's great, but yet there's not so much. So let's tell the listeners, Dave, just exactly what gold did today. We had a really nice day. It popped at the end of the day, about 2-ish, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it popped up $16.90 at $1,339.80. So we'll just say $1,340. Silver up 29 cents at $17.35. Platinum was up 12 at 1,000 on the nose. Palladium had a big day, up almost 4% at 1125, up 39 bucks. So big day for palladium. And the US dollar today had to have been hit hard, and hit hard it was, down 0.90. at 90.98. If it breaks down into the if it breaks down and goes into the 80s, you know, there was always a lot of chatter that if the dollar broke 90, it was going to go into free fall. I don't think it's going to go into free fall if it breaks 90, but we've already seen it drop from what we had a high in the past couple of years of what, 103. Mm-hmm. So we had a huge drop in the dollar, but we ain't seen nothing yet. Who said that? Somebody said that other than me, but we haven't seen anything yet. So the dollar down 0.90 at 90.98. Crude oil up 0.68 at 64.42. Doesn't seem like there's any, and I guarantee you they will hit 80. You know, there's discussions of it talking about 80. So, you know your paper traders are going to push it to 80. So you can probably pretty much bet on that. The stock market today, though, had another tremendous day. Records. We have the Dow up 228 points at 25,803. The NASDAQ was up 50 points at 7,261. The S&P was up 18 at 2,786. Wells Fargo plans to close 800 more branches by 2020. That's just a throw in there for you. So, I guess there's going to be a lot of manufacturing jobs coming back, so those people at the banks can go work there, I suppose. But anyway, the 10-year yield today, 2.55%, been hovering around that 2.55% level for what, the past week or so. The euro, huge move in the euro, 1.22 1.22 for the euro at 1.112. There's a lot of analysts are calling 1.30 for the euro. And you got to remember too, now you have the euro, you had all this stimulus going in there. Now they're strengthening their currency, just like what we did here. And they needed that lower currency to get them going. And everybody talks, Dave, about that the euro is, they're going to collapse the euro. They're going to the euro is going to they're going to default and everything on the euro. And it's like they're not going to do that until all the other currencies do. So so the euro is back. The euro is back. And let's see, Hong Kong, London, Germany, they were just up a little bit, not much. Fear and greed index continues to move. Even Bitcoin had a somewhat successful day. And as much as the cryptocurrencies have been hit, that seems to be continuing to move along. Today there was a report that has really pushed the inflation into the talking heads. The underlying U.S. consumer prices recorded their largest increase in 11 months in December. And there was strong gains in the cost of rental accommodations, health care. And of course, that is bolstering these expectations that inflation is going to gain momentum this year. And I think that's why we've seen, upticks in just about everything. The Labor Department said that its consumer price index, excluding, of course, don't include food and energy that we use every day, rose 0.3% last month, also as prices for new motor vehicles, used cars and trucks, and motor vehicle insurance increased. This was the biggest advance. The so-called core CPI, and followed a 0.1% in November. Let's see, where else can we go? The core CPI increased 1.8% in the 12 months through December, and everyone was sort of expecting something a little bit weaker, and a lot were many surprised, as I was, because I saw the PPI earlier this week, the producer price index, and it was weak. So I thought, well, they're going to say no inflation, and you're not going to get a big number in the consumer price index. But we saw that anyway.
Not so.
Not so. So it's kind of interesting to see the two, the spread between the two. So with that, we're still looking to see the U.S. central banks are, they want inflation, they need inflation, they're going to get inflation whether they want it or not. The U.S. Central Bank is forecasting a 3 rate hikes. We all know that. And I don't think there was anything else really interesting in that report. Gasoline prices, are we seeing oil prices rise? In this report, they actually show gasoline prices falling to 2.7%. Then it rebounded a little bit. Food prices rose 0.2%. After being unchanged for two straight months. So that I think is pretty much what pushed gold up to $16 today. And I think it's also what pushed the other markets this high. And get your gold and silver before it takes off. And I think with the big move we saw today, gold, today, Dave, I don't think we're going to see gold even enter into the territory of 1200 anymore. And if it does, it will be brief. We already have a resistance level, 1250, never, really closed below much before that, this last dip that we had. And I can't even imagine going into this year that we'll see anything. And we're going to have little pullbacks as we go along, but I don't think we're ever going to see anything dip below 1300 again. And I know when you make those predictions, the markets have a way of saying, stop it. We're going to go up. So just appreciate it
And buy now.
and buy now. Absolutely, there's some great prices that we have on $20 gold pieces. We'll talk about those a little bit later on in the program. And see, what else do we have today, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, Melody, just I don't obsess over many things. You know, I do over gold and silver prices and the political economy, but I just can't seem to get my mind off of your quote that led us into today's show. You ain't seen nothing yet. And you know, you asked, I think, almost rhetorically, where that came from. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Not from me.
Well, you know, we're someday people are going to attribute it to you.
Okay.
I'm
Oh, wow.
all of
What
a
a
sudden
statement.
sure of that.
I think
But
I.
yeah, I mean, if you're a music lover, I mean, 1965, the single by the Bobettes was titled "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet."
That's.
10 years later, this is more of our generation. Bachman Turner Overdrive, "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, baby."
That's where
But
it comes.
I know. Even before that, though, apparently the man himself, Al Jolson, sort of a takeoff of that, who coined "You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet." So there you have my obsession for the day, Melody. You may move on. Excuse the interruption.
I love it. I love it. And thank you for that information.
You were telling, we were talking about something you had seen too that was quite fascinating. Perhaps you can tell the listeners about the recent North American Bitcoin conference and what happened there under the I guess the category of iron, you know, irony is beautiful.
Well, there's a Bitcoin conference. Who knew? And who knew? And it's called the North American Bitcoin Conference, as Dave mentioned. Well, they stopped accepting cryptocurrency payments for
What?
ticket purchases due to network congestion.
Wow.
So on the official website of the annual event, and it's even an annual event. I don't know if this is the first one, second one, or what, but it's an annual event. It's held January 18th and 19th in Miami. Also cited manual processing of cryptocurrency payments as part of the event's organizers decided to accept fiat payments. Isn't that interesting? Fiat.
Well.
Isn't that interesting?
How
So.
about gold? Maybe the second or third annual, they'll be accepting gold bullion.
I think so. I think so. So they have closed their ticket payments using cryptocurrencies, and this is at the Bitcoin.
Amazing.
I know. I mean, that's kind of like me going to a gold conference and say, "Well, I'm not gonna accept your gold. I'm not,
Yeah, really. Just variant fiat currencies on display for the attendees. That is funny.
It is really kind of funny, but I guess they just were losing money on it, and it wasn't efficient, and it was getting clogged, and they couldn't do it. So, folks, that should be something to tell you what happens when you have many, many. And obviously, if it was congested, it says that the processing was congested. That means there was a lot of people buying the tickets. Or processing, I don't know how that would work with the cryptocurrencies, but obviously that the system was overwhelmed. And so what happens when you're trying to do other things that, if you're trying to get rid of your bitcoins by trying to purchase something, and perhaps you have a lot of other people or the system of where you're purchasing from can't accept it because it's too congested in order to process in a timely manner. So something to think about.
Looks like maybe the digital currency gurus have to work on their digital information systems.
Yes, so I think that was kind of interesting. We're heading into about soon to come to a break. And California, again, we reported on hurricanes, we report on fires, and this is the mudslides that happened earlier in this week. Many people, 17 people dead, and I think that number might grow. There's at least 43 missing. They've had dozens of homes destroyed, and a truly, what's and it. I guess it was the wildfires that added to the mudslides, because there's nothing, to support the dirt,
Yeah,
after the fires.
very destabilizing
Very
as
destabilizing.
millions of trees get uprooted.
And I don't know. I guess there was even an earthquake there. I mean, California is truly getting hit, and there's often talk of, there's ways to, are there ways to predict earthquakes?
Well, they're working on it, although some say that we're lagging behind some of the other earthquake prone countries. This latest earthquake over what's called the Hayward Fault, which is being called the tectonic time bomb, which a lot of seismic observers, experts are saying is due for a much bigger earthquake at any moment. Obviously, it's not the only earthquake risk in the country. There are six other major fault zones in the Bay Area alone, more than a dozen in California, and several others spread across the United States. We know that for over 10 years now, researchers at particularly West Coast University have been working on developing an earthquake early warning system, where seismic sensors along the coast send out alerts to everyone in the affected area. They can go out anywhere from seconds to minutes before the shaking occurs. That can provide time for trains and cars to slow down, people, to get away from bridges or unstable buildings, and doctors to stabilize patients, especially ones that they feel they might have to move. Now we know that there are sophisticated early warning systems in other parts of the world, particularly Japan. Which has had one now for 10 years that sends out warnings over TV and radio broadcasts, cell phones, and the internet. So they're working here real hard to get something in place in California anyway by the end of 2018. But we're hearing, as you know, that deadline looms, the projects. Looking for additional funding. There's not enough of it, and it's weighing heavily on the project's leaders. Let's hope they get what they need and can implement this and maybe prevent particularly deaths. No way, I guess it's what's going to happen to property is going to happen, but let's get people away from the danger.
We have so much to cover today, and we haven't even turned the page yet, folks, and we're heading into a break here in just a few seconds. So when we get back, we're going to talk about junk bonds. We're going to talk a little bit more about, just a lot of things. I hear the music. We're heading into a break. Dave and I will be back in just a few minutes.
We will bond you right.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
That is wow.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have a lot to talk about. We missed. Where do you want to start, Dave? I'm just going to let it up to you where you'd like to start this second segment, and because I know there's so much to cover, and the more we cover, the more the listeners like it. So go ahead.
Let's start off with bonds. I know we talked a little bit about it Wednesday, and you talked about it yesterday. But let's remind listeners that U.S. bonds sold off starting on Wednesday.
It's a big deal.
I mean, the markets took a fairly big hit following a report that cited unnamed sources as saying that officials in Beijing have recommended that China, which is the largest holder of U.S. treasuries, U.S. debt, to slow or even halt its purchases of that debt in the future. The same time, U.S. stocks snapped a six-day winning streak, and Treasury yields already in an upswing moved higher, with the bellwether 10-year notes reaching 2.597 on Wednesday, their highest level since March 15th. They're still hovering at around that area. We know that when bond yields rise, bond prices fall, and that's certainly what's happening. China's foreign exchange regulator publicly denied the report that it was had made a decision to stop buying U.S. bonds, saying it was false information. But that jolt to the markets may have been designed as a warning to Washington, which is already fighting with China over trade and other issues. The political message, well, as we told you, listeners, on Wednesday show, China holds $1.2 trillion of U.S. debt, more than any other country. When it buys U.S. bonds, it's essentially lending money to us. Washington uses bond sales to China and to others to help finance the federal government's operations. So the curve thrown into markets this week came as President Trump appeared poised to counter China on its huge trade surplus with the U.S. And as Washington is beginning to lose more and more patience with Beijing over how it's handling the North Korea nuclear crisis. Melody, signs that a recession are in the not too distant future seem to be getting clearer. When one of the world's biggest brokerage firms cuts its high-yield bonds to zero, it's probably important that we pay attention, don't you think?
Absolutely. I saw that report, so I'm glad you're touching on it today.
Sure. We're talking about Morgan Stanley Wealth Management, a division of the bank Morgan Stanley, responsible for managing $2 trillion. Melody, Morgan Stanley's CIO Mike Wilson explained the company's reasons for getting rid of junk bonds the other day when he said, and I'm quoting, "We recently took our remaining high yield positions to zero as we prepare for deterioration in lower quality earnings in the U.S., led by lower operating margins." Now, although we don't talk a whole lot about junk bonds on Financial Survival, global junk bond returns have reached record highs. So much so that Wilson, for example, believes the market has matured to a point where making money on such investments has become too difficult for banks like his and other investors. Goldman and Sachs strategists are warning that the good times are coming to an end. They have a recent report that reveals that volatility is creeping back into the market, saying that the calm appears to be ending and the options market is now pricing in higher volatility in that bond fund, as well as in junk bonds, the S&P 500, consumer and tech stocks. So, Melody, with the writing on the wall, analysts look to be in a pessimistic mood. And while the new tax could help, a lot of people believe that ultimately their effect won't last too long, perhaps 6 months, if that, and will only cover up balance sheet shortcomings. So, in fact, instead of keeping a downturn at bay, some see that the tax cuts might speed up the process by bringing forth the excesses we typically see before a recession. So, private investors should certainly take note and start preparing if you haven't already. Protect your wealth. Wise investors have learned from the last recession that sooner is better than later. Don't wait anymore. Buy your gold and silver.
And you're absolutely correct, Dave. You know, when people get the they begin to listen, they begin to pay attention, they're beginning to understand. They're coming to the idea that they have this prospect of losing money, having their financial futures in jeopardy. There will be likely an inevitable move into precious metals. And I think when we see the moves like we've seen today, when gold outperforms most asset classes and since the last rate hike, it's going to bring a lot more attention. You know, the cryptocurrencies, you know, they're not so hot anymore. You don't hear people talking about them anymore because there's so many other things that are basically, you know, just covering that up. It's not a big deal anymore. And, you know, the fad, I don't think, is as hot. I think it's beginning to cool. And of course, this is when you're going to see prices drop. And we can't forget, gold provides a safe haven for your wealth protection. And it also gives great returns in tough times. Right now may be one of the best opportunities in a long time for building a stake in your gold and silver portfolios. And I was going to talk about $20 gold pieces pre-1933s. You know, in a month, we have gold up over $100. And the coins, because of this, the end of the year, it's been slow. I mean, look at the mint, how they finished out the year. Not a lot of attention prior to really this week and the new year was paid much attention to gold or silver, particularly gold in the pre-33s. The premiums haven't spread much. So it really is a great time to be buying $20 gold pieces still. They provide privacy. They provide protection. Their performance and privacy, I mean, they're exempt from 1099s. The performance, they, you know, in the certain market, usually in a fear-driven market. Right now we have inflation-driven, but when we get into a fear-driven market, the premiums usually will outpace gold bullion. And I've seen it in the past. I've seen, you know, $300, $400 moves on $20 gold pieces on an $80 move in spot gold. And, of course, protection against confiscation. That is one of the benefits. I don't talk much about confiscation because I don't think that's the only reason you should be buying $20 gold pieces to protect you against confiscation. That's just an additional benefit. There's a lot of dealers out there who will use confiscation in order to drive that fear into you so they can charge higher prices. Well, we don't do that here at Discount Gold and Silver, but it's certainly that's something very important to diversify your gold and silver holdings. So I'll have some prices. The best performer in the year, for a month ago, has been the Mint State 64 $20 Liberty gold pieces. They're up $135 on a $100 move in gold. So, and again, these are still a little sluggish, And we haven't seen a breakout on the $20 gold pieces yet. And if you're interested in $20 gold pieces, that's when you want to buy them, before they actually break out. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. DGScoins.com. We are going to, I'm not sure if we'll be able to get it out, but perhaps we'll be able to post these in the newsletter come Monday, the special price. It's hard to pre-quote them when prices are rising so significantly, but we'll try to do that, and I'll have a price for you when we come back from the next break.
Great.
So what's next, Dave?
Well, you know, you and I started to talk about manufacturing on Wednesday and how that sector was going to be affected by the tax cuts enacted by Congress and the president in December. So if you don't mind, why don't we get back to that topic a little bit more?
Not at all.
Where since the Republican tax cuts have taken center stage again, well, maybe perhaps not exactly center stage, but stage right anyway, listeners will recall that in whistle stops in Indiana, Missouri, and Pennsylvania last year, the president and Republican leaders used this promise to sell the tax bill, that it will bring jobs streaming back to struggling cities and towns. And certainly, I don't know any of us who aren't hoping that that indeed will result. However, it turns out that some economists are now thinking that the tax changes could actually make it more attractive for companies to put more assembly lines on foreign soil. Listen to this melody. Under the new law, income made by American companies overseas subsidies will face U.S. taxes that are half the rate applied to their domestic income. That's 10.5% compared with the new top corporate rate of 21%. So under the guise of watch out what you ask for, there's Kimberly Clausing, who's an economist at Reed College in Portland, who said she's viewing now that she's read particularly the corporate tax cut language in the new law, that it's sort of an American last tax policy, that we're basically saying that if you earn in the U.S., you pay X, and if you earn abroad, you pay X divided by 2. Sort of, an unintended consequence. I mean, what could be more dangerous for American workers, if the bill ends up creating a tax break for manufacturers with foreign operations, right? I mean, under the new rules, beyond the lower tax rates, companies won't have to pay the U.S. taxes on money they earn from plants or equipment located abroad if those earnings amount to 10% or less of the total investment. I know this is a bunch of sounds like a bunch of technical mumbo jumbo, but it really is important to understand, because as we've talked in the past, the tax cut plan in and of itself is estimated to increase debt over a 10-year period by about $1.5 trillion. So that's why we think it's important to revisit this from time to time.
I just want to say something real quick. This just is so reminds me so much of the Affordable Care Act. Everything was just focused on what the citizen could save, what the citizen could keep their doctor, and it was pitched to the people based on the benefits to them. And underneath, it was just disastrous. And I think we're going to see the same thing with these tax cuts and tax reform. Everything was based on to the citizen to sell the package to the American people. We're going to save a few bucks annually. It's going to create jobs. And you have these various corporations who've, come out and shown that they're doing a little bit of image building and saying that, it's trickling down. And then when you look at something a little more deeper and analyze the true bill and see just really happens to these manufacturers and what happens to these plants overseas and so forth.
I know. I mean, the vision for the tax plan was honorable, and it was to make the U.S. a more competitive place to do business.
Absolutely.
We know that, supporters of the plan have been telling us that the new rules won't encourage companies to locate overseas. They say, rather, that lowering the corporate rate is going to make it more attractive to set up shop at home, since many other advanced economies now have higher taxes. That seem logical? To me, it does. But, Melody, like many individual taxpayers and small businesses, manufacturers don't always follow their accountant's advice. They consider taxes, but they also look at other factors, like the local talent pool, transportation networks, the quality of health care, when they're deciding where to build a new plant. Now, before the tax overhaul, companies had to pay the standard corporate tax on the money they earned abroad, with a top rate of 35%, but only when they brought that income back into the United States. Many corporations responded by keeping their profits abroad indefinitely. The record $2.5+ trillion were in offshore accounts as of 2015, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. That's a nonpartisan congressional panel who does a lot of the tax scorekeeping for Congress. So Republicans and administration officials like Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin argued that the old system deprived the American economy of investments that could have financed new ventures and hiring at home. It also meant that many multinational corporations effectively paid no American tax on their overseas earnings. So the new bill, the supporters contend, point out, probably rightly so, I don't know about rightly so, but they contend that that'll prevent, the new bill will prevent that from happening on such a large scale in the future. So to prevent an exodus of businesses from the U.S., the law establishes a minimum tax rate of 10.5% every year. Plus, companies get to claim a credit for up to 80% of the taxes they pay to foreign governments. But, and here's the but, if the total still comes to less than 10.5%, that's of the income they earn abroad, they have to make up the difference with the check to the American government. So while companies will now have to pay some tax, in most cases, wherever they operate, they'll pay much less on what they make abroad than at home. Melody?
So would that say, depending on the size, depending on the amount, I mean, they get to repatriate, they have this initial repatriation now, it doesn't matter where they, we'll finish up here in just a few minutes. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back in just right after these brief commercials.
Just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Dave Allen, and we were talking about the tax reform, and before we get back in there, we're going to talk about some other things. We're going to, I think Dave's going to wrap that up, but Mint State 63, $20 gold pieces. If you're looking for something that's a great, that has a very little spread from a 1 ounce gold bullion gold eagle, you're looking at a $60 spread. So you can go from a bullion coin, an American Eagle, add $60 to that premium, and you can move up a ton of grades and get yourself a pre-1933 Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens for the price of $1,460. Gold Eagle would be $1,399 with the increase of gold today. If you're looking for something of value, if you have some a lot of bullion and you have some lower grade $20 gold pieces and you want something that, you know, might have a little bit more spunk when we when the prices begin to rise, the Mint State 64 $20 Liberty gold piece, the price on that today, and it's getting up there. In fact, it's at a price where I had first purchased my first Mint State 64 $20 Liberty, $1,735. $1,735. They had a peak of, I think, about $3,500, between $3,000 and $3,500 during the last, during the Great Recession of 2008. So it's got a lot of room to move, and expect it to do the same thing. Dave?
Yeah, just finishing up on the manufacturing issue, I just wanted to end that by saying, other things being equal, if there are less corporate revenues subject to U.S. taxes, future tax revenues will be less than assumed in the tax bill, and deficits will be even higher than the $1.5 trillion that I mentioned earlier that's looming over the next 10 years, economic growth or not. So it really will be interesting to see over the next few years what is going to happen in this regard. Now, if I can jump, I know that yesterday you talked about Walmart's announcement that they're going to be giving all employees a $1,000 bonus because of the corporate tax cuts.
It's most not all of them, but most of them will receive a $1,000 bonus, and of course they increase their wages to $11. But in that big report and the hoopla and the applauding from the tax reform, they failed to make much notice to the closure of over 60 Sam's Club stores. And
indeed.
And the thousands of people that they'll be laying off. And it's the same way with AT&T. How many people have they laid off and are going to lay off?
I'm not sure where we begin with that company. It's a question now of whether, you know, Walmart's announcement, not to be a skepticist, but, you know, whether their bonus announcement was time to cover for these thousands of unannounced layoffs. You know, as you said, you know, a lot of employees, most of the employees at these 68 plus stores, Sam Club stores, weren't informed of the closings prior to showing up to work on Thursday. So that's always a heartbreak. I guess that's how it often is with employers who are afraid that once you make that kind of announcement, you know, they're going to be mass looting or vandalism or whatever. However unreasonable that is.
But you know what's sad about that, too? I mean, there's thousands. I don't know what the exact number is, but it's after Christmas. And before Christmas, there was this huge buildup of tax reform. You're getting this money back. We know they overspent. This was one of the best Christmases they had since the Great Recession of 2008. So people went out there and they overspent because they were so optimistic with the tax reform, the extra money in their paychecks, the infrastructure spending, everything, you know, the stock market's hitting highs.
Yeah.
And they come back to work in January, so they overspent and certainly not prepared to be laid off. So it's
sure.
A double whammy for a lot of those people. But anyway.
Well, you know, you hate to ever look a gift horse in the mouth, but we know that this one-time bonus to its employees, I guess the only those who have been employees for at least 20 years will qualify for the full $1,000. But the bonuses amounts to a little over 2% of the estimated value of the tax cut to Walmart. I read that in 2017, Walmart had pre-tax profits of about $20.5 billion and paid an effective federal tax rate of around 30%. That's on the higher end for a large corporation.
It is.
But with the new corporate tax rate of 21%, the corporate tax cut is worth to Walmart at least $1.85 billion more per year. You know, I guess it's safe to say that over 10 years, the corporate tax cut will be worth over $18 billion to Walmart. So in my own mind, you know, $1,000 bonus to the employees is probably too little, never too late, but let's call it a start. How about that combined with their new starting minimum wage of $11 an hour? And hope that things get better and that other companies will follow suit with similar, if not better, generosity toward the people that make it work on a day-to-day basis.
You know, and that's why I'm becoming such a cynic. I mean, it's just like, you know, you want to be optimistic.
Sure.
You want to believe in these initial reports from these people. You don't even have to dig hard anymore to find the opposite side of the coin. I mean, it's just, you know, but yet people, half the people of this country or more, don't, they never hear the other side.
Yeah.
You know, they don't put two and two together. All they hear is about, oh, wow, $1,000 bonus. Wow, that's great. And
well, we know, too, it's you're so right. I mean, that whether it's an effort to keep up with its major competitor Target, that Walmart's new $11 an hour wage is going to be the same as Target's, which employs, gosh, almost maybe a fourth or a fifth of Walmart's 1.5 million employees. For comparison purposes, Costco leads the retail industry at $13 an hour in minimum starting wages for its 163,000 employees. And the industry average is $10.90. That's according to the U.S. Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. We know the federal minimum wage is, and we're not going there, but it's $7.25 an hour. That equates to annual earnings of about $15,100, not including overtime. The federal poverty rate in 2017 for a single person was $12,060. It's $16,240 for a single mother with one child, for example, and $24,600 for a family of four. So regardless of your individual lot in life, I think, Melody, we still have a long time to go before we can look ourselves in the mirror and not blink about how we treat fellow citizens who are less fortunate than us through no fault of their own. You know, we can always agree to disagree about what a living minimum wage ought to be, and that's an honest debate, right?
You know, well, let me let me just say this, though.
Please.
The problem is if we had an honest monetary system, if we didn't have a fiat currency, if our system was still backed by gold, we wouldn't even be talking about minimum wage. Mm. We wouldn't be talking about poverty levels because our purchasing power would have kept up with we wouldn't have the inflation that we have today. So our purchasing power would be purchasing more than what we do than what it does today. So we go back to the root of the problem. If they had left our system alone and kept our currency backed by gold and silver, we wouldn't even be. So I maybe to some degree I'm glad that they did this, or we wouldn't be here talking about it. But they wouldn't have a problem. There wouldn't be minimum wage. There wouldn't be poverty levels. There wouldn't be. There'd always be an imbalance from different sectors of this of society and the social elements and so forth. But I mean, it wouldn't be to the inequality that we're seeing today. And.
Friends, this is what Financial Survival Radio is all about. I mean, Walmart shows that things are not always what they appear to be, and we need to think critically, and that means questioning what we read and what we're being told. And that's what clients are always going to get from Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company: truth and honesty. Melody, am I right?
Absolutely. And we want you to think. We give you the information. We give you the information to so you can make critical decisions and be comfortable in your decisions and know how your gold and silver is going to perform. That's why we just don't sit here, and I could sit here all day long and just pitch one type of gold and be done with it like most of these other dealers do. I mean, I don't do that. We try to tell you how they're going to perform and what markets do they perform the best in. Mm-hmm. But it all comes down to the listener, and it all comes down to the customer and what's suitable for them to purchase. So absolutely. And we're proud of that. I'm going to share this. I know there's a lot to talk about. A client we've been dealing with since we've opened the company back in 96, probably 97, when he first became a customer or a listener to the program. And he made a purchase, and I got his payment. And he says, "Hello, Melody." He says, "This is the biggest check I have ever written in my entire life. Thank you for staying in business all these years and providing discerning investors an avenue for a different investing portfolio. I have never regretted investing every penny in gold and silver." He says, "Thanks again." I get lots of these. This one, I think because I've known Denny for so long, it just kind of hit me a little bit more. Not that the other ones don't either. I don't want you to think, oh, no, I don't share all of them. I probably should share more because it kind of humbles me a little bit, and it makes me work even harder here at Discount Gold and Silver to make sure that we do get you the right information so we can advise you. I can't advise you, but so we can help you make decisions on when to buy, what to buy, and also when to sell. So
that's a special letter. But I'm not surprised. As a newcomer to Discount Gold and Silver, I've seen that, and I'm not surprised that you're hearing from an old-time client, a long-time, client like Danny's. So I'm glad to be aboard on this precious metals train.
We got about 2 minutes left.
Well, I was going to talk a little bit about our friend James Corbett, the editor of the Corbett Report, who, as regular Financial Survival listeners know, is on Financial Survival every other Friday. James's 2018 predictions are out, and they're ridiculous and totally unreliable. His words, not mine. He says they absolutely won't come true. Nevertheless, there's just enough plausibility in each of his prognostications, to use my what is that? Prognostication, a five-syllable word, that mentioning them today are worthy of our ears. But we're out of time, so we'll talk about them on Monday. I'm going to ask James to elaborate on his predictions on next Friday's show. I'm sure you're going to want to tune into that. So let me just say here how much I got out of this. It's both funny and moving at the same time. Hayden Grove, who's a sports writer, reported that local loyal Cleveland Brown fans had what they're calling their sad parade, which is hilarious, last weekend to commemorate their football team's 0-16 season. But, you know, they did some serious good in the process of walking the streets. They raised over $17,000 for Cleveland area food banks, which reports say will likely provide about 70,000 meals to local people who are going through some tough times. So I say, way to go, Browns fans, turning lemons into lemonade. You're a good example to all of us. Perhaps you can even get LeBron and the Cavs to match the donations you raised. Melody?
And that is fantastic, turning lemons into lemonade. And, well, it looks like we're just about out of time. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Dave and I will be back on Monday. And remember, folks, we have our new weekly segment, Brevity is Golden, and a look at other news and events that are impacting our clients and precious metals. Don't forget to send us an email, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. If you would like us to add anything or to look something up for Brevity is Golden, which will appear every Monday. In the meantime, don't forget, call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Dave, thank you for being here today. Everyone have a great weekend, and until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Bye-bye.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.